good to gather in the Lord's house this Christmas Eve. Thank you for joining us here at First Baptist Elon for Christmas Eve communion service. We have been anticipating and waiting for this day and this evening to finally come during the season of Advent, where we anticipate and reflect on what Christ's coming means to us. And tonight He has come, and tonight we will celebrate. I hope your families will be moved by the music this evening. My prayer is that your family will be moved as you come to the table in just a little bit as we take communion as individual families. This season is about hope, peace, joy, and love, and I hope all of those emotions will embrace you tonight. If you are watching this evening at home via Facebook Live, we want to thank you for joining us that way. And a little bit later on, when our families will come to the table for communion, I encourage you to find elements at home that you can serve as the body and blood of Christ as well, and take communion tonight with your families at home. I hope the Holy Spirit will move you tonight as we gather in His house this evening. The prophet Isaiah, hundreds of years before Christ came, spoke the birth of the Christ child. Reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7 this evening. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The prophet Isaiah foretold it. We celebrate it tonight. So let us stand and sing our time of celebration. It is a time to sing away in a manger. Please stand and sing. Actually, I apologize. I got ahead of myself. We have a spoken call to worship by our music minister, Gabe Collins, this evening before that. Gabe.
The prophet Isaiah said, the people who walk in darkness, that's us. We have seen deep darkness in the world around us. So we have come this evening to search for the light. We want the light to shine on us. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. A child is born for us. A son is given to all of us. We come to see the child that has been born. We come together in the glow of the stable. We come to sing with the angels and wander with the shepherds this Christmas Eve. Come and worship. Come and worship. Worship the one who was born for us this day. Let's stand and let's sing Away in the Manger, hymn number 103. The words will not be on the screen tonight, except for the very last song. So you'll need your hymn book or your bulletin there. The words are on the back of the bulletin on page 103. Let's stand and sing all three verses of Away in the Manger.
Thank you. He is love incarnate, love divine, and we thank you, dear Lord, for this, the most perfect gift imaginable. Joy to the world, Christ is born. Amen.
Our next hymn tonight is Joy to the World, hymn number 87. Let's stand and sing together.
Lord's great light pierces the darkness.
breaching the walls of our prisons, reaching in, revealing the way of true freedom. Light, love, and salvation have come to us this night. Christ is born, and with Christ we are born anew. For this we celebrate and can proclaim, Alleluia, God is with us. Amen.
What child is this who
gift of a song when we talked about Mary, the gift of serenity as we talked about Joseph, the gift of a sign we talked about the shepherds, and the gift of a star when we talked about the wise men. But tonight we turn to the greatest gift that our Heavenly Father has given to us ever, His Son, Jesus Christ, who came in the form of an infant, but whose life changed the world. Receiving something new can be both stunning and exhilarating. This was the feeling on Christmas Eve, 1906, when Canadian engineer and inventor Reginald Fessenden did the unthinkable. From his small workshop in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, Fessenden sent out a Morse code message to all the naval ships that could hear that were on sea that night. And it read, CQ dot dot dot, CQ dot dot dot. Now, this message may not mean much to you, and it meant very little to me when I first read it, but this message when received meant that an alert was being sent out. It was an alert for ships to tune in quickly because an important message was about to take place. Now, when the telegraphers all gathered in their shipboard radio shacks that Christmas Eve night in 1906, they heard the unimaginable, the sound of a human voice. You see, Fessenden, at this point in history, spoke for the very first broadcast on radio. The first radio transmission on Christmas Eve in 1906. Now, earphones that had once only carried the messages of Morse code now was communicating the full range of sound, a human voice. Now, what message did Fessenden speak on that Christmas Eve night in 1906? He read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. He then played O Holy Night on the violin for all to hear. You see, Fessenden was the son of an Anglican minister, and he wanted to make sure that the very first message that was heard on a radio broadcast was something that the world should hear. Something new. Something outstanding. Now, earlier in the service, we heard the same birth story that Fessenden shared as he recorded in the Gospel of Luke. And after my brief homily this evening, I turn to maybe what I think is an unusual passage to read on Christmas Eve night, but one I think that just maybe Fessenden would have followed up with the second transmission. If you have your Bibles with you, you can turn with me this evening to the opening chapter of Hebrews, reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Or maybe you just want to listen as those sailors that night listen as Fessenden read, reading Hebrews chapter 1. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways, similar to what we read in Isaiah tonight. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom He made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So He became as much superior to the angels as the name He has inherited is superior to theirs. You see, excitement flows as we read Hebrews chapter 1 tonight. The author of the letter of Hebrews starts out excited when he writes his letter. Just as I can imagine that night, Fessenden and those sailors that were gathered on their ships felt that night on Christmas Eve. acknowledges that in the past, God spoke to people, but he spoke through bushes and clouds and pillars of fire. He then started to speak through prophets and teachers, inspired men and women who shared his word. He spoke, but somehow it was never quite enough. There was still some confusion. The nagging question that troubles us all when we feel that we've maybe heard the voice of God, maybe God is speaking to us. Was it really God? Was it just my imagination? Or maybe even worse, similar to those sailors that night, we asked that question, was that really a voice that I heard? To make amends for the past and the future of humanity, at just the right time in history, God sent his son to make sure the message got through. As the Gospel of John so poetically put it, the word became flesh. Why? Because words alone are not enough. Many people have heard God's voice in the Sermon on the Mount, the acceptance of him at baptism, the assurance of an eternal life with him, even at our death. Yet hearing is and has only ever been part of the story. It's just a part. Today, if you hear the voice of Jesus and just walk away unchanged, then Jesus might as well never have spoken at all. God has spoken remarkably through his own Son, the one through whom creation happened, the one who sustains all by his powerful word. He came as a helpless baby in a dirty manger to be one of us. That's how much he cared. And that's how he spoke to us, so that we might hear of his love, so that we might taste his forgiveness and experience his rebirth. Then, and only then, we are called to share this with the world. Among the saddest facts of Christian history is that so many dismiss or reject or put off responding to the gracious word of God spoken so clearly in the life of Jesus. Hearing the voice of Christ and not benefiting from his word is a scandal. Feeling love and forgiveness and not sharing it is a disgrace that unfortunately the church has been a part of for far too long. Don't, whatever else you miss this Christmas evening, this Advent season, don't miss out on his word for you. Don't, whatever else you miss, whatever else you have to put away or put off, don't miss the fact that Jesus is speaking to you. Christ Jesus came to us as a child, but he did not come to stay in the manger because he came to die for us. What a truly amazing and incredible God, knowing what he would have to do when he came, and he still came anyway. So tonight, I encourage you to let us all hear, like those sailors on that Christmas Eve, on the ships in 1906, the clear message of Christ's love and the power of the Nativity. Amongst the busyness of Christmas, as we gather with family and friends amid the clatter of activity and celebration, may we find time to hear and respond to the voice of Jesus, because he's speaking. He's speaking. Are we listening? Let him speak to you and let your life be changed, not just this evening, but for all eternity, because it has been and it partake of the cup and the bread, the symbols of your body and the blood, as we remember your love for us this evening. By your grace, help us to live in peace with our neighbors, to love our enemies, to honor those in authority, and to live honestly with all people. For there is no greater commandment than to love you with all of our being and our neighbor as ourselves. Cleanse us, O Lord, that we might be worthy to partake of the body and blood of Christ this evening during our time of communion, and of your eternal kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you.
services is to sing the hymn, Silent Night, Holy Night. Tonight we will sing this hymn. The words will be on the screen. And we, as a part of this service, this will be a candlelight part of the service. And I will be coming along to light the candles on the end of the pews. And you can pass the light along to your family members and friends that are sitting along the pew with you. The story goes that this hymn was written on a Christmas season, in the Christmas season, on a Christmas Eve when the, no offense, Mark, when the organ went out. And the organ wasn't working. And he quickly wrote a song, the words, and quickly lined up someone who could play some chords on the guitar. And so this evening, Jimmy Hughes is here to play the song as it originally was played on that Christmas Eve night. So I encourage you tonight to stand and sing our celebration song, our closing song, Silent Night, Holy Night, and sing praise to God this evening. Stand and let's sing. Christmas season. The lights will be turned on in just a moment. I would encourage you to